This month, the Supreme Court of the Marshall Islands ruled a 2016 law passed by the Najila, the country's parliament, banning the use of postal absentee ballots for the national election, is unconstitutional. Two lawsuits were filed by three Marshallese citizens in April challenging the ban. Eldon Alec, Arkansas Marshallese Council General, says he's been fielding plenty of concerns from registered offshore voters living in Arkansas.
The Supreme Court has clearly found that there's no constitutional right to a postal ballot or any other specific measure of voting for qualified voters residing overseas. Nonetheless, the Supreme Court determined that the existing amended election law, as passed by the Najila, is unconstitutional and that additional steps are needed to address overseas registered voters.
However, the Marshallese Supreme Court says the decision will not affect upcoming national elections scheduled for November 18th.
As a result, the November election will proceed as planned, based on the current law and with existing restrictions on postal ballots.
Alex says as many as 30,000 Marshallese reside in the United States. Of those, an estimated one-third are registered voters. He says the Supreme Court is directing the Marshallese government to take measures after the upcoming election to provide postal ballots to registered voters living overseas. According to the Marshall Islands Journal, an emergency motion has been filed by two citizen plaintiffs asking the High Court to either delay the November national election to implement a voting system to include offshore islanders or allow Marshallese migrants living in the United States to vote on Election Day.